Stalingrad by Anthony Beaver. Read by Peter Noble.
Preface to the new edition. We have a simple rule in our archive, a colonel told me in the Russian Ministry of Defence when I began to research this book in 1994. You tell us the subject and we choose the files. I knew immediately that there was no point in objecting. Although Russian state archives had opened to foreign researchers in 1991, the military had resisted. Eventually, after pressure from the Yeltsin government, TSAMO, the Ministry of Defence archive out at Podolsk, was to follow suit. I was lucky enough to be one of the very first foreigners to be allowed in under the new regulations. "Well, you know that I'm writing about the Battle of Stalingrad," I replied. To give an idea of the sort of material I'm interested in, I found that the most interesting reports in the German military archives in Freiburg were those by outsiders, doctors, and chaplains. "No priests in the Red Army," the colonel laughed heartily, shaking his finger at me. "Of course, but what about the political officers? I'm after the sort of material that will convey the reality of soldiers' lives during the battle." "So, the political department reports," he said, reflecting. "We will have to see." 5 months later, when my translator, Dr. Lyuba Vinogradova, and I were finally allowed in to the Podolsk archive, these voluminous reports far exceeded all my hopes. On almost every night of the battle, from late August 1942 until the end of the year, the political department of the Stalingrad Front sent back to Moscow by air an unimaginably detailed account never usually found in war diaries. They were addressed to Alexander Shcherbakov, the chief commissar of the Red Army in Moscow. The daily report averaged between a dozen and 24 pages. There was no propaganda gloss of any sort, an astonishing rarity in the archipelago of Soviet archives. This was because Stalin was so concerned with the outcome of the battle that he wanted the absolute truth. These files were, in fact, exactly what I'd been looking for. I was extraordinarily lucky with my timing. Sadly, the half-open window is now almost completely closed. In 2001, not long after I finished researching the next book, Berlin, The Downfall, the Swedish historian Lennart Samuelsson rang to tell me that the FSB, the new identity for the KGB, had started to check archive registers to find out exactly which files had been examined by Western historians. A few months later, Catherine Merridale, another expert on recent Russian history, then working in Moscow on her next book, told me that she was not even allowed into Podolsk and that information on foreign researchers had definitely been centralized. The fact that there were now computers to keep track of foreign researchers, but there was no money to computerize a single archive catalogue, said a great deal about the situation. Stalingrad, as the byword for Soviet heroism, is a particularly sensitive subject. This is especially true today when the Kremlin, and indeed almost all political camps, want to use Zhukov and the Red Army, untainted by Stalinism because it had been persecuted in the purges, as symbols of Russian unity and greatness. I soon learned, when interviewing veterans, to avoid becoming bogged down in a political argument with them. Any hint of criticism of Stalin, and even the most anti-Stalinist of them, would go into an all-round defensive position. Criticism of Stalin, the great war leader, seemed to undermine their sacrifice. Research in Germany was far more straightforward, but it provided unexpected surprises. At the Bundesarchiv, Militärarchiv, at Freiburg im Breisgau, I expected little more than statistics and a dry record of events from the surviving war diaries and files. These had been flown out before the airfields of Paulus's encircled Sixth Army were overrun by the Russians. But even the quartermaster's statistics, the ration returns, brought out a less well-known aspect of the battle, that of the large number of Soviet citizens serving in the Wehrmacht.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?